Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Fionn Davenport is with me, the travel journalist and Lonely Planet author, to talk about mass tourism.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned before the break that it's a zeitgeist topic. 10 days ago or so, you saw in Tenerife, there was a lot of protests against the malign influence of tourism. So, yeah, 20th of April. So actually, it wasn't just Tenerife, but it was Lanzarote, Gran Canaria, Fuerteventura and La Palma. So people took to the streets and protesting tourism, which, of course...
Can I ask, and this isn't meant in a kind of a smart alecky way, but what have the Canaries going for the...
Well, this is tourism. I mean, they are heavily reliant on tourism. It generates 35% of the island's collective GDP. They get an average of, I think it's around 14 million visitors a year. And the islands collectively have 2.2 million. So it is kind of a heavy thing. It's also worth pointing out that the Canary Islands are the second poorest of Spain's regions after Extremadura.
Okay.
And so it's kind of a slightly complex thing. It's just that islanders aren't stupid. They realize that tourism is important, but there is the price to pay. And in part, you see, on this side, because of course the Canaries are such a popular destination for Irish visitors, and especially for visitors from Britain, it's more really that they're responding to a report that came out, a Canarian government report that came out in December of last year. And so the islands saying that the islands have a capacity of up to 23 million visitors a year. Now, remind you, 14 million come now, right?
Okay.
And so they reckon that they could get, no, we can handle up to 23 million, and that they plan to build these massive eco-resorts. Now, anyone who's been to the Canary Islands will know that they are like rocks in the middle of the Atlantic.
Yeah.
You know, that they're quite desolate in part, and that development is really strung out along the coastlines. Look, the concerns are legitimate. House prices have gone up, like in islands where the median wage is relatively low. It just means people, locals, are being priced out. What they're really asking for is a more responsible attitude towards tourism. It's just that, like, you know, it's not 23 million. It's just that we have plenty. Let's make that work for them, but make sure that the islanders aren't forgotten in the process. So I think that's the gist of the protests. And so rather than feel like, oh no, I can't go to the Canary Islands. I mean, if you go to the south of Tenerife, maybe you're going to go to where most of the visitors go. The north of Tenerife is far less visited. And so there's a sense of diffusing visitors around the islands. So I think that's something to be concerned. And again, I brought it up because the Canaries are such a popular sun destination for us.
So they're the ones who are in the news at the moment, but they're not the first.
No.
Barcelona, periodically, people in Barcelona kind of push back against this.
I mean, like what they do is, so for example, there was a ban on short-term lets, really Airbnb.
Yeah.
And because Barcelona, like Florence, like Venice, and we'll talk about Venice in a second, like so many cities around Europe have just been decimated by Airbnb. And what I mean decimated is that these ghosts, it's like, it's fine, you can get a cheap place to stay, but then locals can't find anywhere to live.
Yeah.
And we see it here in Dublin. Similar problem. Airbnb is one of the contributing factors to, or short-term lettings are one of the contributing factors to a lack of housing. And Barcelona is not shy about reacting. So, like, for example, the local markets were, instead of getting, you know, thousands of snap-happy tourists going in, taking photographs of locals going about their daily shop, they just banned them. And they periodically will put these measures in place.
Yeah.
And Barcelona has quite a strident and strong-willed government. Venice, though.
Yeah, what have Venice done?
So Venice gets, on average, well, they're now coming back to pre-pandemic levels. But so historic Venice, which has a total population of around 55,000, gets 20 million visitors a year.
Wow.
Just bear this in mind, okay? It would be the equivalent of Dublin, with its 1.4 odd million, getting 700 million visitors.
That's a great way of putting it.
And
700 million people visiting Dublin
every year. And to add insult to injury for Venetians is that 80% of them are day trippers. Now, I was in Venice a couple of years ago and I did a report on this. Oddly enough, the biggest offenders are not the cruise ships, although they are causing eco damage to the city. The biggest offenders are all these sun worshippers who go along the Adriatic coast to like Cisinatico and all these kind of seaside towns and then do a day trip up to Venice, come into the city.
Yeah.
And then leave, but never spend a penny.
That's what I was about to ask. The problem with day trippers is that they don't spend
money. They don't spend. And so what Venice has done, as of last week, is they've introduced a €5 entry tax if you are a day tripper.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got to pay, is it when you probably cross the big canal?
So what they have is, and now it's just literally the second week. And so what they've done is last week they had 35 inspectors who randomly will check tourists to make sure if you've come in through any of the entrance points. Now, remember, the island is like there's only limited amount of entrances. So it's like, so you pay your, so you can do it online. And so there's like, they had 35 inspectors who were just randomly stopping people and going, are you staying here? Because excluded from this are anyone who's staying overnight in Venice.
Okay.
Because you already pay your hotel tax, which is a couple of euros. So, but if you're a day tripper, then they check. And if you weren't, you could be fined. And you could be fined, I think it was, it's like they, on the first day, they checked 14,000 people. That's, you know.
Yeah, okay. So it's a proper check.
It's a proper check.
There's a good chance you'd be caught.
Yeah, so they're running the test at the moment until the 14th of July. And so they're just waiting to see how effective it is, you know, whether people are going to pay it, how many people aren't going to pay it, etc., etc.
So, so you said it gets 20 million visitors. How many of them are day trippers?
80%.
80% are visitors.
Day trippers.
So you are day trippers. So you're looking then at 16.
Do the maths. You're good at this.
What? Yeah, exactly.
I can't do the maths. I'm
Well, you're looking at, what is it? 16 by a fiver, isn't it? So
yeah.
32, 64, 70. Yeah, so you're looking at close to 80 million, 800 million.
You'd be, 800 million, you'd that's right. Now, oddly enough, some locals...
Or 80 million. 80.
Yeah, is it 80?
That's not bad.
It's not a bad... I mean, it's not an insignificant number. Local news outlets reported that around 300 locals protested the new fee on the first day, with some residents saying that the protests were smaller than recent ones criticising the growth of the cruise industry's impact on the city. Even though, in terms of sheer numbers, the much bigger impact is day trippers.
Yeah. Still, anyway, the cruise ships are a pain when they turn up, aren't they?
Well,
anyway.
Yeah, but they are. But now in Venice, they're not allowed to come up the main canal.
Oh, are they
not?
Yeah,
okay. So they're building a massive seaport kind of on the edge of the canal.
Hmm.
Now, what's interesting is that the local, so there's a strong and ever-growing army of local people who are committed to restoring historic Venice so it doesn't become kind of just an open-air museum because it's a lived-in city. And what they want is, that 80 million, they're all in favour of it, so long as that money is used for conservation. Now, I'm not going to bore you with the details of Venetian politics, but remember that the mayor of Venice isn't just voted by the 55,000 people who live in the historic city. They're, most of the votes come from the outlying areas, Mestre and places like that, where they don't get a lot of tourists. So they're not that concerned about the effect of tourism on the historic city.
But they like this idea, this 80 million quid extra in the coffers.
So there's a sense of, will it go to funding projects in the wider city, or will it go to conservation efforts in historic Venice?
Bring back the Doge.
So, pretty much. So what I'm going to say is, like, just look, travel off season is a good tip for anyone who's looking to avoid over-tourism. If you, like, Venice is a city that everybody should go to.
Yeah.
I'm not for a second suggesting you shouldn't. But what about nearby Slovenia? Slovenia is just across the border.
Yeah.
And you have like these, like, it's just like Ljubljana. Ljubljana, the capital of Slovenia, is such a beautiful city.
I was there. Went
there
from Venice, yeah.
And
it's absolutely beautiful, Ljubljana.
Absolutely gorgeous. So
Lake Bled, is that in Slovenia?
Yeah, Lake Bled is in Slovenia.
Oh, it's incredible as well.
Tito,
it's beautiful parts all around
it. It's a summer mansion on Lake
Bled.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. Mm. Beautiful, beautiful country.
You mentioned Barcelona, which again is suffering with over-tourism. So why not try Valencia? Or, we've covered it on the slot before, Madrid.
Yeah, I know. Madrid, I've no, it's like the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon. You know, when people say there's lots of magpies around and then you keep seeing them. Since we talked about it, I couldn't count the amount of people, Fiona, have told me they've been to Madrid recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, loved it. People absolutely love it.
What's the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon?
When somebody says, oh God, there's lots of red cars around, and then all you see are red cars.
Red cars.
Yeah, that's called the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon. It's just, you just basically get this cognitive bias because of what I've just said, and you keep noticing more of it.
One, my wife and I were in Croatia maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and we did the coast and we stayed in Split and we went to did a couple of the islands and then we went to Dubrovnik because I hadn't been to Dubrovnik for a very long time, and I was horrified. I don't mean this in a kind of superior, arrogant way, but I just couldn't believe how the historic centre of Dubrovnik is like Venice. It's just an open-air museum.
Yeah.
That there isn't a shop in the place that caters to local people. It's all catering to the likes of you and me showing up with our cameras and our selfie sticks and wanting to see where Game of Thrones was filmed, etc. And look, Dubrovnik again, it's a really beautiful city, but Bosnia-Herzegovina, there, like right next to it, is,
yeah.
Oh my God. So like, for example, you can go to, there's Mostar, go to Mostar, there's go to Sarajevo, there's some unbelievably beautiful cities. Go to Split in Croatia. Split is a much more, to me, is a much more dynamic city in a sense because it's beautiful, it's got tourism, but it's also a very lived-in city. Now, I will say that Dubrovnik, outside of that historic centre, it is a kind of fairly vibrant city full of Croatians, but everybody just goes to historic Dubrovnik.
I want to go further south to Albania.
Yeah.
Apparently it's like...
Albania's become, it's like. There was Montenegro.
Someone told me like that... your experience of Dubrovnik, whatever it was, 20 years ago, is what you'll get in Albania now.
That's
not,
right.
Not in terms of like kind of this similar cities or anything, but just in terms of the experience of a kind of a place not yet entirely spoiled by tourism, but that it will be.
So what it was, the Croatian coast, again, has become immensely popular. So for a while it was Montenegro. Go to Montenegro, which is just as beautiful.
Yeah.
As the Croatian coast, but not as spoiled. And then they realised you've got cheap flights into Montenegro. So now, and now it's moved even further south to Albania.
Yeah.
And so it is ever thus.
Eventually they'll just reach Greece.
They'll just reach Greece and that'll be back full circle.
And they'll be like,
all right, we'd already discovered this place. No, but I think, look, the issue, I think, to go back to the beginning is that, look, what the Canarian protests are, they're very real. I wouldn't be overly freaked out in the sense that what they're responding really to is kind of the unthinking planning of their local government.
Yeah.
Kind of going, look, we can really kind of get the golden goose to lay even more eggs. And so they're really just looking to protect the golden goose.
Fionn, can I leave you with advice from a listener?
Yes, you may.
Don't go to Venice. Go to Longford, the Venice of the North. Thank you very much for that. Fionn Davenport is stunned into silence.
Just because Longford is in the north. I don't understand.
Well, I mean, it's north of Venice. Europe. It's north of Venice.
Okay, I get it. All right. Okay.
Right. It's in North Leinster. 087 1400 106. Thank you very much. Fionn Davenport, will talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.